The not-for-profit organization Unchain the Plain wants to tackle the scourge of gang violence in Mitchell's Plain. And joining me on the line is the project manager for the organization, Juven Rittles. Juven, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning to you, sir. Thank you so much for having me. Good morning to you and your listeners.
How is Unchain the Plain tackling the scourge of gang violence in Mitchell's Plain?
Well, we believe a child out of trouble, a child out of court, means that that is part of the plan that Unchain the Plain has, and that is to make sure that children remain in sports. We believe that sports is a catalyst for keeping kids away from the scourge of gangsterism, Mitchell's Plain and on the Cape Flats. And the fight is on, so we're pushing back wherever we can.
And game of cricket particularly, of course, is a game that's quite popular in South Africa. I remember going to primary schools in the Cape Flats, and whenever there was break and there was sunshine, we were playing some cricket on the school ground.
Yes, sir.
It is still an attractive game for young people, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the Proteas team and the cricket teams that we've seen and the names that we've had coming through playing cricket, like you said, growing up on the Cape Flats, cricket being played in the streets from sunrise to sunset was the order of the day. However, we are faced with a challenge that it's not being done anymore so regularly, which means we have a deficiency in kids understanding or bowling or doing the right ball action. The hand-eye coordination has been challenged because, TikTok is big and soccer is big, and to the neglect of cricket, of course. And we feel that as Unchain the Plain, we need to step up in that space and teach kids the basics again. As adults, we need to create that enabling environment. And so I agree with you, sir.
Cricket, for sure.
Yeah.
It takes resources, though, Juven, doesn't it? You and Unchain the Plain are going to need some help from Cape Talk listeners. How can they help you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The other day we had about 100 kids, and I think about 14 of them could do the proper ball or the proper bowling action. We're calling on all the listeners of Cape Talk to please assist us. I know that under the bed, in the roof, in the garage, there might be some cricket equipment laying around. We are appealing to them to say, look, give it to us. We'll refurbish it and we'll distribute it free of charge to kids, to primary school kids, the kids that we find on playing on open fields, anywhere on the Cape Flats. We'll make sure that we not only give it to them, but we'll only teach them to play some cricket and just have fun and enjoyment. That is our appeal this morning.
And how do listeners get hold of you, Juven, if they've got such equipment?
Yes, we of course big on Facebook. We have a huge Facebook following, and you can just Google Unchain the Plain. We also have an app where people can make contact. We on the Google Play Store, but Facebook is big, and then of course there is a cell phone number, and we are prepared to come anywhere. Just collect, even if it's one bat. Do not think that one bat is just, a minimal donation. One bat can change the life of a team of 11 players or 11 kids on the street. We will come fetch it.
And that is the truth, Juven. Yes, thank you very much. And I wish you all the best. Project manager of Unchain the Plain, that's Juven Rittles, joining us on the line there. They want to use the game of cricket as a way of tackling the scourge of gang violence. And they are looking for equipment and donations. You can find them on Facebook, and they will come and collect wherever you might be in the peninsula.